On the phone now is Oregon head coach Paul Westhead. Coach, if you would start with a brief opening statement, please.
Good morning, everyone. We're getting ready for the tournament and looking forward to get out and compete and hopefully win some games.
And now we'll open it up for questions.
Press star then the number one. Your first question comes from Brian Howell with the Boulder Daily.
Hey, Coach. Last year, the three bottom seeds all won first round games. So, what do you guys have to do to try to be in that conversation as well, and get yourself through to a round or two?
Brian, probably a number of things. Foremost would be to make shots. We've been struggling a good bit of the season in our shooting percentage, especially from the outside. So if we could kind of get on a little bit of an offensive roll and make some perimeter shots, I think that would really help our cause.
Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, star then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Elliot Allman with the San Jose Mercury News.
Hey, Paul, how's it going today?
Good, fine.
Good. Michelle Smith just had asked Corey about Shanae, and I thought, I'd like to follow up and ask you as well, because you've seen and coached so many great players in your time. What, in your mind, makes her a special player?
Probably a couple things. Her numbers speak for herself. Anytime you can consistently get double-doubles, they speak volumes for you, scoring and rebounding. I think the things that makes those doubles work are she's a very tenacious player. She's always very proactive and rarely reactive. So it's always her move, her game, her rebound, and you respond to it. So I think that combination of her kind of tough mental frame and her ability to score and rebound, that kind of sums it up pretty easy.
Just a follow-up. She sort of downplayed everything was neck and neck, and, I'm just a little sister. Did you going into the season, did you guys buy that as coaches?
Yeah, I bought it. And I bought it not as a downgrade of her, but, is there anybody as good as NECA? She was spectacular, and I think NECA still is the better player. So by comparison, she's kind of catching up, but she hasn't caught her yet.
Thanks much.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Krista Blanc with Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Coach. I feel like I haven't seen your team in a while, so I just wanted to ask you, obviously, Jillian Aileen's had quite a season, and when we saw her early on, she really stood out to us then. But talk about just the consistency from her and how she's been able to do it, even though you've been trying to fit other pieces around her.
Well, Jill has, had a truly a fine freshman year. We didn't really know what to expect when she came in, other than we knew she had some skill to run, and she had great hands. She could catch the ball. Weren't sure about her scoring and rebounding on a consistent basis, but she has shown that she can do that. I think for Jillian Aileen, the best part of her game is the next game and the next season. So she's just begun to become, a very good and consistent player. But I'm happy for her. I'm happy for the award that she won as the best freshman. And she's very promising, and that will get nothing but better.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Mary Murphy with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, I know you play Washington, and you lost to them twice, once by 13 and the other one by much more. Do you want it to be high-scoring like the second one, or at this point do you prefer it to be a little more low-scoring like the first?
Well, I always prefer a high-scoring game, Mary. So if you're asking me that question, I mean, either one didn't turn out real well for us, so I could live with a low-scoring game that we win. But I think more points on the board generates some better offense for us. So I'd be more pleased with the tempo of the second game, not necessarily the end product.
Coach, that's all the time we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in Seattle.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye now.